I know this guy called Louis. He's a farmer in northern Spain. And he told me of his dream one day to own a vintage plane. He'd seen them in the movies when he was just a lad. Now he longed to fly in a biplane, just like in the dream he'd had. He'd spend hours on the engine till it would pass for being brand new. Every nut and bolt would be restored until the magic day that it flew. He'd study all the blueprints and he'd search the land for spares. But he could see the future with him smiling up in the air. Louis had a vision, a sign of what could be, a far-off shining light to guide him past the likes of you and me. And every day before the sun would slowly set again, he'd dream about the day he would swoop and soar in that old biplane. He could feel the wind blast upon his face whenever he closed his eyes. He could see all the land that his family had worked from his place up in paradise. He heard every beat the engine made, although it burned no fuel. He knew every inch of fabric and which controls to push. Louis had a vision, a sign of what could be, a far-off shining light to guide him past the likes of you and me. And every day before the sun would slowly set again, he'd dream about the day he would swoop and soar in that old biplane. Louis bought some old broken parts and he'd stored them in a shed. High in the loft were two old wheels and a broken silver head. This is the stuff which dreams are made, and it cuts through the heartache and pain. And when I close my eyes and fly in with Louis up in that old biplane, Louis had a vision, a sign of what could be, a far-off shining light to guide him past the likes of you and me. And every day before the sun slowly set again, he'd dream about the day he would swoop and soar in that old biplane. Yes, every day before the sun would slowly set again, he'd dream about the day he would swoop and soaring that old bike.